You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Yes, indeed, it is time for a political chat, but this week we'll be talking to National MP Brett Hudson instead of Jamie Lee. Hello, Brett, how are you going?
Oh, very well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Well, good afternoon, I guess
afternoon,
now.
Afternoon, yeah.
So the situation with Todd Barclay has been talked about a lot this week, and it has been a bit puzzling for the public, with initially Barclay and the Prime Minister denying the allegations, and then Bill English coming out with a statement to the police from last April confirming the claims and covering the dispute with a settlement that has said to partly come from the Prime Minister's budget. So is this something the National Party has now recognised that did in fact take place?
Well, what I would comment is that this whole thing is a set of very unfortunate circumstances for everyone involved. The position Todd has taken is one, as he said in his press release, that he didn't want, as we approach an election, for a story to be taken away from the party or the election campaign. And he made a pretty tough decision, I think, to decide that he wouldn't seek re-election. So I think you'll find the party members and all of us in caucus will be committed and focused 100% on the election as we go through the next 3 months.
Yeah, but I mean, given he is still at this stage the Cutha South Island MP, so why haven't the party kind of taken further disciplinary action towards this MP?
Well, I think you, given that he won't be seeking re-election, it's difficult for a party to think of a term where a party might take further disciplinary action. He is responsible, as we all are, responsible ourselves for our actions as members of Parliament. But you know, the party now will be, well, particularly in Clutha Southland, because they will be responsible for doing this themselves. They'll turn their attention now to running a selection process to select a candidate to stand for us in the upcoming election and hopefully to represent Clutha Southland after the 23rd of September.
I mean, given that it's been clearly established that he did in fact break the law and National is our leading government, isn't it a bit important for the party to hold him accountable by sort of making him step down or firing him from his position rather than him stepping down himself?
Well, I think I'd be very careful around terminology such as establishing illegalities. That's a matter for the police. And right at the moment, as I understand from reports in the media, the police are assessing that prior investigation. In any case, I actually don't think we should be making any comment about what something is or isn't. And in actual fact, on that very vein, it would probably be inappropriate, at least in some senses, for the party to look to take action on the basis of an illegality that hasn't been established in the sense of a police investigation yet. Well, but I think what will really be happening is we'll all be focusing instead on the election campaign coming up. And as I say, the members of Clutha Southland will be turning their attention very soon or very shortly to a re-selection process down there.
Well, the Privacy Act does state that some means of collecting information are specifically prohibited. For example, it's an offence to record a conversation unless you're party to that conversation. And he was not party in that conversation. So, I mean, that evidence there does indicate that he broke the law.
The establishment of that would be a matter for an investigation by the police. It's not something I can comment on because I wasn't a party to any of that at all. So it would be inappropriate for me to have a position on what might or might not have happened in that electorate or, in fact, in any other than my own.
So also people from his district are still being represented by someone who, given everything that's gone on with this incident, could be seen as somewhat untrustworthy. So I just think, isn't that important for the party to acknowledge and take action on, though?
Well, I think that's a matter for the voters in Clutha Southland. As I've said, the party members there will be turning their attention very rapidly to going through a process to re-select a candidate for the upcoming election, and the voters in Clutha Southland will all have the opportunity to determine whether or not they will support that individual and indeed the party down there.
Prime Minister Bill English has also been accused of covering up the incident, and has this raised any questions over your own party leader's conduct?
Well, actually, as you point out, this has been raised, and it was raised in the House. And I would simply say this, as the Prime Minister has pointed out, that it is very difficult to describe giving a statement to police as a cover-up.
Yeah, but I mean, sort of keeping this quite hush and this being the case closed last year when there was evidence that Bill English knew that he had recorded the conversation.
Well, actually, if you look at that, it was the police that determined that there was no or insufficient evidence to proceed. So it wasn't the Prime Minister that closed the case.
No, but whether or not they closed the case or not, the Prime Minister still knew what had gone on.
Well, I think he made a statement, and the statement is public. And in that point, it was a statement to police. So at that point, it was for the police to determine whether there were evidence of matters to take further. And when they found that there wasn't sufficient evidence or grounds to go further, actually, I think if you take any employment context, at any rate, it would be wrong for the employer then to take it further. And although this isn't the same relationship in the sense that the Prime Minister is not the employer of the members of Parliament and caucus, I actually think you could look at that and say he did his part as a witness, if you will, as a person that had information, but it then became a matter for the police to determine whether it could go further or not, and they determined that there wasn't evidence to take it further.
I mean, the whole situation coming out does raise questions about honesty and secrecy, so surely this is likely to have questionable effects on the party's reputation as long as those who were involved in the situation remain in their positions for now.
Well, I think that what we have seen as the information has come to hand is that the Prime Minister made a statement to police that shared all that he knew, and that as he has said himself, it's difficult for anyone to describe that as some sort of a cover-up. He gave his evidence, he's given it out publicly again this week. So, I mean, ultimately, of course, for all of us, whether it's the Prime Minister, one of our MPs, or someone from another party, the public are going to have their opportunity to make their own determination in 3 months' time.
Yeah, I mean, his statement did confirm that he knew about a recording of a conversation which breached a Privacy Act, and also he acknowledged that the settlement to Glenys Dixon was larger than normal because of the situation, which had to partly come from the Prime Minister himself's budget. So surely this raises questions about how he was involved and whether or not this is a case about sort of secrecy and honesty from the people in the National Party.
I can't comment on any sort of a settlement simply because I don't know the details. So I can't comment as to whether it was normal or anything to do with the size of it. So it's just not something I have knowledge to be able to make any comment on.
Yeah, and I mean, in an interview with Newsroom, Glenys Dixon says after the case was closed, she did question whether there were two systems in place, one for politicians and one for the public, when it came to the breach of the Privacy Act. Is this something that the National Party can hold responsibility for?
Well, because of the matter was investigated by the police, in a sense you could interpret that as saying that the police or officials apply more than one standard depending on your role in society, and I absolutely deny that that is the case. I have complete confidence in our police in the way they go about doing their business.
I mean, given that it's an election year and calls have already been made for Bill English to step down after his involvement with the case, is this something that the party might consider for the reputation of the party and moving forwards into election year?
Some people, and in often cases political opponents, are going to make that call. If members of a party were to resign every time one of their political opponents called them to, there'd be resignations every day. I believe that my view is that the party and the Prime Minister in particular has handled this extraordinarily properly, and particularly for his involvement as a member, former member of Clutha, in accordance with the law, particularly in his interaction with police, and I'm absolutely of the view that there is no call for, there is no reason for him to be looking to step aside, and certainly I think he has the confidence of his caucus and his party. I think that'll be shown this weekend as we have our annual conference. And of course, the people of New Zealand get to have their say in 3 months' time.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much for chatting to us today, Brett. It was great to talk to you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
See you later.
Cheers. Bye.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.